Michelle Prince is a passionate, dynamic speaker who captivates audiences with her authenticity, high energy, and natural ability to connect with any audience. Michelle mixes enthusiasm, passion, and humor with motivational stories to inspire others to start winning in life and to do it now. Michelle Prince is the best-selling author of her first book, Winning in Life Now. She has gone on to author dozens of additional books and products in the areas of achievement, motivation, productivity, and success. She owns her own publishing company and is the founder of the Bookbound Workshop, which helps soon-to-be authors get their story out of their head and onto paper. Michelle knows we all have a story and is passionate about helping others tell their stories so they can impact other people's lives. I'm pleased today to welcome America's productivity coach, Michelle Prince. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to share with everyone listening that, you know, I had met you at a conference not too long ago, and we went through this awesome exercise that essentially allowed me to figure out my topic for my book. And most people, I think, even in the room up until that point, weren't even considering writing a book until they kind of heard, you know, all these benefits of, you know, it helps back you as this expert status, it helps get you publicity, it helps grow your business. So, you know, for everyone watching into this, if you're looking to grow a business, obviously this is a huge tool to use, but at the same time, I feel like anyone who's feeling lost or stuck in life, this is a big tool too, because it helps you understand your story and where you've come from. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody has the story, so it's just a matter of getting it out there in a way to help more people, but it definitely helps you in the process.
Absolutely. So what do you say, because I'm sure you get a lot of people who walk up to you and they're like, this is great and all, this sounds so exciting. I don't know if I'm interesting enough.
Well, everyone thinks they're ordinary. I mean, truly, honestly, we all think, well, anyone can do this. You might be good at, you know, podcasting, or you may be good at, you know, real estate, but you think, well, everybody's good at that, or everyone would know how to do that. But the reality is we all have something that can help someone else. Sometimes it's good stuff, right? It's our experience. It's what we've been through. Sometimes it's not all good. Sometimes it's negative. You know, maybe you've gone through something in your life that you've overcome. And, you know, whether it be bankruptcy, abuse, you name it, but because you've overcome it, now you have something to share with someone else. So thinking about your story, most people say, I don't have a story, because I know I said that for years, but you do have a story, and your story will never change. You just have to figure out what it is.
Yeah, and I think I found that, you know, my story, while a lot of it when I was younger was relatively depressing, I mean, I was depressed, I had anxiety and all these things, I realized that when I started sharing it with people just in public and in conversation, they said, oh, I went through that too. And yeah. So I think one of the gifts that a book or even just sharing your story provides is that, you know, other people out there realize that they're not alone. And I think the problem is we kind of think that we're alone in a lot of those things that happen to us. And it's not until we share it that, you know, people realize this.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. That's a great point.
And so you shared with me kind of this really cool exercise, and actually I still have the paper because I'm moving forward with it. You had this exercise that helps us figure out what our story or what our gift is that we want to share with the world, right?
Absolutely. So, would you like to share that with your listeners?
If you're willing to reveal that one, I think that would be awesome.
I'd be happy to, because it's not even just about a book. So even if you're considering or you're not considering writing a book, think of this exercise as no matter what you do, people are going to do business with those they know, like, and trust. So the only way for someone to get to know, like, and trust you is to know more about you, is to know your story, to know how you can benefit them. So even those of you who are thinking, I'm not going to write a book, still do this exercise, because I promise you it'll be very powerful. So the best way to figure out your first topic for a book, and I say first because we all have multiple things we could write about, but it is a formula, and it's a combination of your passion and your experiences. And the exercise that I walked you through at the conference, and I'll kind of give the high level of it, is for those who are watching or listening, make a T chart. Get out a sheet of paper and make a T chart. On the left side of the T, write the word passions, and then on the right side of the T, write the word experiences. And what you're going to do first is you're only going to focus on the left side of that T, and you're not going to think of experiences. All I want you to think about is, what are you passionate about? You know, what lights you up? What are you excited about? Don't think of this in terms of writing a book, but think of it like, really, what are you interested in? For me, you know, I love personal development. I always have. And I'm very into going to seminars and being around like-minded people. That's a passion of mine. I'm passionate about the beach. I love going to the beach. I'm passionate about my faith. I'm passionate about, I have a pug. My little dog is a pug, and I'm passionate about pugs. I go crazy when I see them. And so you get the idea. You just list everything you can think of, and it could be anything. Maybe you're passionate about fishing, you know, cooking. Get it on the list. Then once you've gone through and you can think of as many things as possible, the more you have, the better this exercise is going to work. Then you focus on the right side of that T. And these are your experiences. Now, experiences have nothing to do with passion. They could, but right now they don't. All we want is a list of what do you have experience doing? You know, do you have experience as an author? Do you have experience as a salesperson? You know, can think of all your work-related experiences. That goes on the list. But then also, what are some other experiences you've been through? You know, maybe you mentioned something about depression, and that's, I think, one of the number one issues people face, but nobody talks about it. So you experienced that. It wasn't fun. It's not good, but you experienced it. It goes on the list. And so all of the things you've been through, from being a mother, maybe running a marathon, you know, you name it, go put it on the list. And then once you have a full right side of the T, meaning you can't think of anything else, this is where the fun part is. So any questions up till now, though? Does that make sense as far as like how to do that T?
Yeah, I think just to clarify, as far as experiences go, most of it, so it sounds like there's a little bit of like what we have experience in, like our knowledge base, and then part of it is also experiences as far as like things we've done too and participated in.
Absolutely. It's anything you've experienced, right? So people normally, when they think of experience, go immediately just to work-related experience. And those are fine, and that should go on the list. But there's so many other things, like maybe you've experienced divorce, or maybe you've experienced bankruptcy, or maybe you've experienced being a mother, or, you know what I'm saying, being an ice skater.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But a lot of times people think that they have to like the experiences in order to put it on the list. And what I'm going to tell you is a lot of the things you've experienced, you probably didn't enjoy, but you still experienced them. It's part of your story. You can't change it. So, that's why that's important.
And people love hearing about the struggle. So I think for anybody listening right now, they're like, well, why do I want to write about all this bad stuff that happened? People like listening to the struggle because they want to hear about how you came out on top, right?
Well, we want to, everybody needs hope. And the only way to really get hope is to think or to learn from somebody else and say, wow, if he could overcome this, I can overcome this. You know, I mean, that's really what it's all about. And it could be something minor. It could be something huge. But everybody has a different story. So that makes sense then as far as the two columns?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now what you're going to do is we're trying to find an intersection. So your perfect book, right, or your perfect story is an intersection between your passion and your experience. And the reason this is so, so important is if you just write a book about something you're passionate about, you know, let's just say you're passionate about, well, let's say you're passionate about puppies, right? You just love puppies. Oh my gosh, you're so in love with them. You post posters everywhere. You know, you see dogs on the street, you go crazy. But if you don't have any experience owning a puppy, that's not a very good book, is it? Because you may love it, but it doesn't have depth.
Right.
So, a book all about passion, not a good thing. The opposite is true. Now, what if you write a book about something you have experience doing? Like for me, I was in sales most of my career, and I could easily write a book on sales, cold calling, you name it. And for years, I thought about doing it, but then every time I thought about writing it, I'd get that feeling of dread, you know, because I have experience and I was good at it, but I hated it. Hence, I was not passionate about it. I wouldn't say hate, that's a strong word, but I was not passionate about it. So those are the books that why would you ever write a book about just experience if you don't love it? Because let me tell you something, once you write a book or once you have your story figured out, you're going to be talking about it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Better be something you're passionate about or nobody's going to believe you as the expert.
And something I learned that, like, as authors started, you know, public speaking and sharing this story, I never knew this, but speakers tend to have like their keynote speech. And keynote, when I think of that, when I see events, you know, is like the big speaker, right? But for many speakers, this is kind of like their thing. It's their shtick, right? Like it's similar to how a comedian works. Like they have their one big show that they give quite often, and so you have to be passionate.
That is such a great example. And you know, I'm a full-time speaker, so we call it a signature story. What is your signature story? And no matter if I'm speaking for 8 hours, for, you know, 2 hours, or 45 minutes, 20 minutes, the one thing I will never cut out of any presentation is that story. You know, we can teach stuff in books and in other things, but nobody can connect with you unless they know who you are, where you come from, and why you even care to help someone. So yeah, that's exactly what we're figuring out here, okay? And it's got to be a part of who you are from now on. If you're afraid to share who you are, there's always a way to write something. You don't have to divulge. If you went through something pretty horrific, you don't have to divulge that. However, you may want to say, you know, I had a really rough childhood. You know, I had some things happen to me that I'm not even, you know, proud to share with you, but let me tell you something. I have overcome that, and that's what this is about, is how you overcome the negativity. So going back to that intersection, so it's got to be the two combined. And I'll give you an example. I mentioned some of my passions, right? And the top of the list was personal development and, you know, seminars, and I love motivating people. You know, that's just in my DNA. But on my experience, what I didn't share is I worked for Zig Ziglar in the corporate office right out of college. And that really enabled me to learn all the ins and outs of personal development. But that's not all. My other experience is I had low self-esteem as a young girl. And that low self-esteem made me search out personal development, you know? So I started reading books and listening to tapes back then. And so you see the connection? I am passionate about personal development, and I've experienced dealing with it in my own life to overcome some issues. Plus, I worked for the master of motivation, you know, Zig Ziglar. That's a natural book topic, and it was my first book. It was Winning in Life Now: How to Break Through to a Happier You. And the stories are not about me being a winner. I mean, I had all kinds of things happen, like we all do. But through stories, I'm sorry, we learn and we get that hope again of, wow, if she can do this, I mean, she didn't have the background to go and work for somebody like that. If she can do this, I can do this, you know? Or if she can overcome her negative thoughts of herself to get out there in front of people, then I can do this. So.
Right. And I think that's great that not only you get to share this message, but you get to kind of change the world. You know, like this is your way of enabling others who might have gone through something similar to move on in their lives, or to maybe even say, you know, she worked with Zig Ziglar, I would love to, you know, work with his organization, and maybe they go off and do that.
I mean, you never know the power of your story. You just don't know.
Yeah, I just a quick side note, you know, I started public speaking this past year, and I started with a local like high school teenage group, and probably about 20, 30 kids that I spoke to. And I shared my story, and afterwards, like, I never expected this, but one of them came up to me and she was like, "You don't understand, like, the gift that you've given to me tonight, but I've always told my parents that I wanted to be a dancer, and I never followed it because, you know, they wanted me to be a doctor, lawyer, whatever, go to college." And she was like, "I'm going home tonight and I'm telling them that I'm gonna go be a dancer."
Oh
And
my
I
God.
was just like, explosion, you know, like I had no clue that sharing, my story has nothing to do with dancing, right? Like I've never aspired to be a dancer, never had an experience. I salsa danced at college for a little bit, but that was it. But I never realized the power of this until I actually shared it. And I think, you know, for everybody listening right now, you really don't know where it could go until you start to share it, right?
Absolutely. That's a great scenario. And then that feel good too.
Oh,
No.
absolutely. Well, so I went and did it again. Actually, a week later, I went and gave another same talk, but to a different group. And so, you know, I continued to keep that up and sharing that with more people.
Nice. Great job.
So we've got this concept of, you know, the passion that mixes with the experience. And that could give us probably a good framework for either a title or like the main theme of our story, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't worry. A lot of people worry about the title first. Really don't worry about it until the end. Sometimes your titles come out as something you wrote about, you know, that's unique. So it's more about that theme. So for me, I knew I wanted to write a book about personal development. I wanted to inspire other people to get over whatever's holding them back. So from there, what you do is you take that topic and you just start branching off, you know, well, what is it I could say about this topic? And I'll give you a secret ninja trick that I share with my coaching clients, and this works so, so well, that when you're thinking about writing a book and you're thinking of all the stuff to put in it, think of the most important person in your life right now. You don't have to share it with me, but for those watching or listening, it could be your mom, it could be your spouse, it could be your best friend, it could be your child, somebody you care about more than anything. And imagine they came to you and said, I need you to teach me everything you know about business or about personal development or about real estate or whatever, or my life's on the line. Like literally, I will not be able to get through whatever is holding me back if you don't help me. What would you tell them? Well, you know, for me, I'd have to make sure I talk to them about goals. I'd have to make sure I talk to them about overcoming their negative beliefs, self-esteem, balance in life. You know, you see what I mean? You keep going boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah. And those are almost like chapters, right?
Those are chapters. You get the point.
And something I saw Pat Flynn do is he'll take Post-its and he'll just...
I actually, the workshop I do, Bookbound workshop, is we do this exercise, but in a lot more detail, and everybody leaves with their entire book completely mapped out. I mean, chapters, sub-chapters, stories within the chapters, everything done.
Crazy, because this is such a short period of time, right?
Oh, and we do that in 1 hour. It's unbelievable. It's so awesome. So
nice. So we'll definitely have to share with everybody in a little bit here how they can check that out, because that's something that I think everybody should go through.
For sure. For sure. Whether you write a book or not.
Yeah. So we've got kind of like the layout of our chapters. Mm-hmm. Do we start writing?
Absolutely. And you don't necessarily even have to write. If you're not a good writer, you can start recording yourself talking about it. However you can get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper is the next step. And that's only you can do that part. Nobody really can do that for you. And nobody knows your story as well as you. So it's really something you want to do. But then once you get it out of your head, then you can hire people to help you make it sound good, look good, you know, editors, cover designers, all the different pieces in the process. That is a recipe, right? That's just check, you know, step one, step two, step three, step four. The most challenging part people have is figuring out, one, their story, and two, you know, how do you get it out of your head? But that's really, it's not rocket science, but the reason we give so much credibility to authors is so few people follow through with it. They talk about it. They say they want to write a book. They say they will write a book, but not everybody does. And that's what makes it so unique.
Makes sense. And it's tough. It takes a lot of work. I mean, I've been reading, actually, you know, I've gone through a couple trainings online for, you know, I've seen some for how to write a book in a weekend, how to write a book, you know, in 3 months. And it really just sounds like A, you have to start, and B, you know, maybe wake up an extra half hour early each morning and just say, you know, I'm going to sit here and for 20 or 30 minutes, I'm just going to write and whatever comes out, like that's what I'll have, you know, and maybe you write only 5 pages, but if you're writing 5 pages 7 days a week,
yeah,
you know, for a month,
right,
you're pretty darn close.
It's that simple. I mean, it's just like anything. If it's important enough to you, you'll find the time to do it. I mean, when I wrote my first book, I was working a full-time job. So I was in software sales and I was traveling all the time. I had 2 small kids in elementary school and traveling and working and all this stuff was so busy. So I'd have to get up a little bit earlier every day. I stayed up a little later every night, but if it's important enough to you, you will find the time.
Yeah. So let's assume that we've written out all our content, you know, we've used a proofreader, an editor, it's gone through some revisions. A lot of people are probably worried this is going to cost a lot of money. So I'm curious your take on, you know, how that can happen and what that's going to cost us. And then number two, you know, where do we go as far as publishing once, you know, we have kind of like our finished written out piece?
Okay. So the investment can range, just like with any business. You can spend a little and the quality may be very, very different than if you spend a little bit more. But you don't have to spend a ton. And now I'm going to speak to self-publishing, because that's where I truly believe if you're writing a nonfiction book that you want to use as your business card, that you want to use to get more speaking or more business or more opportunities, there's no reason to go through a traditional publisher. You can do it yourself. Now, you will save money to do it yourself, but you will have to do all the work.
Right. So
if you don't have a lot of time, you're struggling with other deadlines with your other business, and you really just don't think you're going to find the time to go hire an editor and go, it does take work. Then there's another option. And partner publishing, that's what we call it. That's what my publishing company does. We're essentially a company that produces the books for people, but we don't take profit. So we don't take rights and we don't take royalties, which means if you've written a book, it's about your story. You shouldn't be giving any royalties to anybody, in my opinion. But you do need somebody to help you get it over the finish line. And that's what a partner publisher does. And that's what we do. And in those cases, yes, you spend a little bit more because you're outsourcing the work. But in the long run, you get 100% of the profit. And so it's a balance there. I tell people, it really boils down to, what do you have more of? Do you have more time than money, or do you have more money than time? Mm. And that will really determine which route you go.
And does that publisher help you in the process of the proofreading and the editing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do all of it.
Okay, so basically you write it out and then you're like, here's what I got.
You get it out of your head and onto paper, you give it to us, and we have editors on staff and all those pieces of the puzzle to get it done, cover designers, everything. We publish it for you. We get it out there on 39,000 distribution points. And, but again, you make the royalties. So it's a nice way to go. Now, can you do this on your own? Absolutely. It's part of what we teach at the workshop. But again, there are some people listening. They're like, I'm not ever going to do this on my own. Just take it.
Yeah. And that's. Well, it's really great that you guys both provide the options for, hey, come spend a weekend with us and you can do this yourself. Or if you want to pay more because you don't have the time, you can also go through the publishing company. And I think that's a really great, resource, is that, you're not looking to just be the one who does all the publishing and gets all that done, but you want to actually say, if this better suits your needs, we want to work with you guys either way. So I really respect that, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun too. There's so many great stories that come out of it.
Yeah. So what happens? So we publish this book, and I guess it's up for sale on Amazon and for Kindle and all these places. What can I use this for now? How do I leverage this book in marketing my business or my speaking engagements or anything from that point?
Well, and I like to be honest with people because I don't want any expectations set. People think that I write a book and I'm just all of a sudden going to sell millions of copies. The reality is nobody is looking for your book unless you tell them about it. So it's what really comes out of it. Yes, you'll get sales and stuff like that online, but the real opportunities come from the fact that now you're a credible source. You're an author, so you must be the expert. Media will come to you looking for, guest interviews, which then opens up opportunities to speak, to coach, to do all these different things, because when you claim yourself as an expert in that topic, which is what you do when you write a book, then those who need that expert are going to come to you. And so that's really where I tell people, it's not about a book. It's about building your author platform. It's about figuring out your story, but then putting all the pieces in place. Speaking is one huge component of it. That's the easiest way to really open up, explode a business, but you're not going to get on a stage unless you've written a book. So it really kind of, it's the whole thing. But don't go into it thinking, I'm going to just sell 100,000 copies in my first day. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Just, of course, you already have a platform that you can email and say, hey, go buy my book today. But a lot of folks don't.
Makes sense. And so there's probably a lot of people out there now who are like, well, what do I do now? I'm not going to make millions of dollars. But I think you have to kind of look at the value of what the book, which doors the book opens up for you, right?
Well, and to put it in perspective, what I mean by that is if you were to sell, let's say it's a $20 book, right? You sell it for $20. Let's just say it costs $10 to produce. It's actually much less than that, but let's just keep math easy. So you could either make $10 profit on a book sale, and think of how much money do you want to make in a year. Times that by $10 or divide it by $10. That's a lot of books to sell.
Right.
And that one book, which is your business card, then leads them to hire you as a paid speaker for $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, which is going to be the better, you know, use of your time? Really focusing on trying to sell and make 10 bucks, or getting those opportunities to, you know, coach hundreds of dollars per hour, speak, those kinds of things. That's really where the opportunity comes. But you can't get those opportunities without having a book. So I just always want to be upfront, though, because if you truly are, if the only reason you're writing a book is to make money on book sales, you're probably not going to succeed to the level you want.
You'll have to write a lot of books.
Yeah, and you can still do it, but it's if you're going into it, though, because you want to make a difference, first of all, and you want to leverage your story to bring you to the next level in your career, then that's the reason to write a book.
Yeah, I mean, I say that you have to want to, your passion for wanting to change the world has to be greater than your passion for wanting to make money.
Absolutely. Now, does it come? For sure.
Yeah.
Everything I'm saying, I just want to clarify, is for nonfiction books. This really doesn't apply to fiction, children's books, things like that. But for nonfiction, this is how it works.
Yeah, I mean, look, there was the author who wrote 50 Shades of Grey, and now she's got her own movie trilogy and all sorts of things. So you never know what happens for that stuff, but totally different type genre and you know, different style of book. So
it's your business card book.
Yeah. So you run a bookbound workshop, and you've got a lot of other cool things going on. So maybe share with everybody a little bit about, you know, what that is, if you have any resources online for people to check out, and how they can learn more about you.
Awesome. Yes. So I do a workshop called Bookbound. And in fact, in June, we do Bookbound in Dallas, Texas. And in January, we do Bookbound by the Sea in Captiva Island, Florida. So it's kind of a little retreat. But it's 2.5 days of everything you need to know to write a book, publish a book, and then market a book and build that author platform we're talking about so you can monetize it. There's information at bookboundworkshop.com or bookboundbythesea.com. And then for those who just know that they're not going to learn it and take it and do it, well, that's where our Done For You publishing company comes in, and all the information can be found at michelleprince.com, or you can call the number there and we can set up a consultation.
Awesome. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing that. And I think this has been super valuable. I know that for me personally, that exercise, writing down the passions and experiences, I mean, I still have the paper. It's actually right on my shelf over there. And I mean, this is something that I'm constantly working on outside of my money producing things right now. So it's something I'm working towards. And, you know, I'm excited to get it done and to see where it goes.
Awesome. I am too.
Yeah. So
book.
What's that?
I can't wait to read your book.
I'm curious to see how people take it. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, I mean, everyone listening in, you know, I totally encourage you, even if you just want to figure out who you are, because this was like a big theme of why I called the Summit Life Rescripted, was that, you know, I was at a point in life where when you come out of a relationship, you kind of lose sight of who you are, you know, without that person, so as an individual. And I think that this is really helpful way to also just kind of discover like who you are, who you want to be, and where you want to go.
Yes, that's a great point.
Awesome. Well, it's been great having you with us today. And
I
might have to join you guys in Florida when January rolls around.
Oh, it's a lot of fun when it's, you know, freezing temperatures everywhere else, but not 80 degrees in Florida.
Awesome. And so real quick, one more time, your website is michelleprince.com, or the Bookbound one was bookboundworkshop.com or bookboundbythesea.com.
Yes.
Awesome. Just wanted to make sure everybody got those. Cool. Well, thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.